AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is urging Iran to make a nuclear deal now that Israel has launched strikes against the country. On social media, Trump said Iran should make a deal before there is nothing left and save what was once known as the Iranian Empire. In a news conference, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the next 24 hours will be crucial in the Middle East conflict.
Everybody is focused on de-escalation, but of course all the next steps will follow from that. So it's difficult now to predict exactly what will happen over the next 24 and 48 hours, but I think there is a focused endeavor to make sure that de-escalation is the key. To all the efforts.
U.S. officials say Israel told the Trump administration that large-scale attacks were coming and expected Iranian retaliation would be severe, leading the U.S. to order the evacuation of some non-essential embassy staffers and authorize the voluntary departure of military dependents in the region. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. And an appeals court on Thursday temporarily blocked a federal judge's order that directed Trump to return control of National Guard troops to California. Earlier on Thursday, at a news conference, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem vowed to keep up the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Democratic Senator Alex Padilla was forcefully removed from the news conference in L.A. and handcuffed by officers as he tried to speak up about the raids. Meanwhile, No Kings protests are set to take place across the U.S. to counter Washington's military parade. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the deployment of more than 5,000 Texas National Guard troops, along with more than 2,000 state police, in response to the ongoing demonstrations and the No Kings protests. The owner of the nightclub in the Dominican Republic, whose roof collapsed in April and killed over 200 people, was arrested Thursday along with his sister. Prosecutors accused siblings Maribel and Antonio Espaillat of trying to intimidate or manipulate company employees. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Leon Draisaitl's NHL record fourth overtime goal of the Stanley Cup playoffs at 11:18 helped the Oilers tie the Cup final against the Panthers at two games apiece with a 5-4 win.
We don't want to be in these situations too many times. But when they happen, I think we're great at it.
Winnipeg's Connor Hellebuck became the sixth goalie in NHL history to win the Hart and Vezina trophies as the league's MVP and best goalie in the same year. In golf, J.J. Spahn's 4-under par 66 gave him a one-stroke lead after one round at the U.S. Open at Oakmont.
I just tried to kind of take what the course gave me. I hit a lot of good shots.
MLB Mets ace Kodai Senga is headed to the injured list with a right hamstring strain, and Reds pitcher Wade Miley is accused in court documents of providing drugs to late pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.